We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Spiegs and I will be playing in the poker tournament as bounties, and I have two podcasts to do tonight.
Danny, I'm just more so confused why you aren't including the names of the podcasts you're doing tonight. I think it's great you're doing Caller Daddy.
That would be big.
Daddy gang, can you hear me? Hello, it is the Alexandra Cooper, and I am sitting with what I would consider the ultimate daddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It should be noted, I have a co-author on the project, Ben Kaplan.
And last podcast on the left he's doing, which is very exciting.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Why write a book? Well, Ben Kaplan's been my best friend since third grade.
You're doing Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend today.
I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Hey there, welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
My best friend since third grade, Ben Kaplan.
Before or after Hot Ones tomorrow?
I would love to be on Hot Ones.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? For First We Feast, I'm Sean Evans, and you're watching Hot Ones. It's the show with hot questions and even hotter wings.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Me and my buddy, Ben Kaplan, we've been best friends since third grade.
Are you doing Score Values? Is that tomorrow or the next day?
I don't think so.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Alex Kuhn.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Ben is my best friend since third grade.
I think it's after he does Legion of Skin.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
My best friend since third grade, Ben Kaplan.
Right before Sports Medicine Weekly.
Right.
I'll go anywhere.
Managing partner and sports medicine specialist for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole here, along with Steve Cash.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Ben Kaplan's been my best friend since third grade.
Which one of these is he on with Aaron Rodgers? Do we know?
Train by day, Joe Rogan podcast by night, all day.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That is DMT.
Chris Tannehill is the best sound producer anywhere in radio.
Oh, pull it up, Jamie.
Where is he spouting conspiracy theories?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, no.
What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby.
Thanks for having me on,
Ben Kaplan. We've been best friends since third grade.
His cousin dies in a plane crash when he was running against Hillary Clinton. Like, I'm not saying that was a conspiracy, but it's kind of a weird coincidence.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
One, two, three.
And here we go. Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I think I can honestly say that is the first time I've ever wanted Tanny's Opens to be shorter. That was just agonizing. I don't know that I could have done. I don't know that I can deal with that again at 5 o'clock. Good thing we've got AJ Brzezinski coming up at 5. Whew, that's good.
It's funny because I just turned to Tanny. I said, "That's your best one." that was the best one.
It was very funny. It was very funny, but just cringy. Cringy for me. My appearance on the Richard Deitch podcast, though, is out today, so that's exciting. Go check it out. Pipeline of the Pros, it's doing very well. Did it with my best friend since third grade, Ben Kaplan. Not sure if I had mentioned that. It's weird. You write a book with someone, and then you get booked on all the interviews because that's my part of the project, and I know all the people. You want to be sure that you shout your guy out. So I guess getting a little repetitive there. I would have turned down a couple of those appearances, probably just the one. But yeah.
Sports Medicine Weekly is not that controversial.
Yeah.
And I know score values is not an ideal listening time, you know, but we do well on social with it. So.
Sure.
And Alex Kuhn is a very warm and welcoming host.
Right. I should not be so dismissive to Alex Kuhn or Alex, who I always confuse with Alex Jones. I was like, which one?
Does the demographic that listens to score values know what social media is? Do we know
that's
that?
Funny.
For
that's
sure?
Actually going to be a topic on the next score values.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Alex, get on it.
Yeah. It's going to be very good. It's going to be a good episode. I'll be there. I'll pretty much do anything, though, to promote the book. So my DMs are open if anyone out there has a great idea. I'll see you at the book stall on May 8th. That's the next event that we're doing with the book. But lots to do today. We just found out AJ Pierzynski added to the show today at 5 o'clock. He's doing the Sox Twins game for Fox Sports 1. So that White Sox on national TV. What could go wrong? What could go wrong with AJ Pierzynski, who was an ambassador for the White Sox, who no longer is an ambassador of the White Sox because of critical comments, now being on a microphone talking about a 3-win team in front of a national audience? But we'll get to Bulls. We'll get to Bears. It is draft week. Cannot wait to get to Detroit with Shane and Spiegs and our boss Ryan Porth as we go to Detroit and have one bathroom in our Airbnb, and we're doing the shows. It's going to be excellent. Seriously, you should be watching our Twitch and our YouTube broadcast of the draft Thursday night. You don't need the NFL Network. You don't need ESPN. Make us your main screen. Make us your second screen. Just have us with you. The graphics are incredible. The production that's going into this, our access, our analysts. We really do think we'll put on a great Chicago-centric show for you on Thursday night. And a lot of people have been working very, very hard on it. So we're very excited to go to Detroit, and we hope that you'll listen as well as watch us on Thursday night.
It's going to be streamed on Twitter as well.
If
that's another option for you, too. Yeah, we're going to launch the Twitter stream live for the first time on Thursday, too.
Wow. Okay, so yeah. YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter.
Correct.
For your video components. Correct. And then, of course, 670 Odyssey app, wherever you get your listening. But
yeah, Connor O'Donnell and Kevin Lapka, very good work.
Yeah, they've done incredible work. We're very, very excited to see how it all comes together. And again, we got Shane, who will be reporting from Inside the Draft, Grody from Hallis Hall, me and Spiegs hosting at Buffalo Wild Wings in Detroit, Wani and Manley back here doing analysis in the studio, Tanny running the board. It should be excellent, and we'll see if I can find time to promote the book on any podcasts while we're out there. You know people in Detroit, Shane?
Maybe. I do. Yeah, I can get you on a lot of radio stations in Detroit if you want to.
Yeah, maybe book me on some shows.
Do you know who Mike Valenti is?
I do.
Okay, so do I.
I would love to go on his show. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, we could figure that out. During the Cub game, actually, we might be able to get you on with Valenti on Thursday.
Let's get me on with Valenti on Thursday. That would be any day I'd go on. We got a lot of Cubs games. I'd love to go on with Valenti. But that's not why you're here. The Cubs weekend was conflicting. Normally, I like to come out with, this is my top takeaway, right? Like, Kyle Hendricks, two more starts before they're going to pull it. Or Adbert Alzolay, officially a problem. Like, I could give you big headlines that would generate calls and would do all that sort of thing. And we're going to get into the specifics of it. But as I was watching all the games this weekend, I was like, all right, what's bad? Adbert blowing the save in game one of the doubleheader was bad. That's obviously a huge problem. Then he has the appearance in the eighth the next day when they're down three, had a couple of grounders, got a strikeout, looked better, but four blown saves already, that's pretty atrocious. Kyle Hendricks, if I'm making an argument that was progress, but it was still four runs in four innings, and one of those home runs went 460 feet, that ball was absolutely blasted. Even me, the biggest Kyle Hendricks homer that you could find, like that, this is a disaster, and it's a real problem. But Justin Steele threw live BP at Wrigley over the weekend. That's very good. Our guy, Nico Horner, looks excellent. Michael Busch consistently giving you good at bats. And I thought that the play that he had defensively in what it was the ninth inning of game two of the Saturday doubleheader, that ball was smoked. They said it was 105 off the bat. Like, that that play he made defensively was really encouraging. Like, I don't think that he's going to be a gold glover over there, but as a guy who has not played that much first base and you need to get his bat into the lineup, to see that he even has the ability to do something like that, I think is really, really promising for just long-term stability at the position, the trade. So that was a real positive, I thought.
Always smooth and natural and refreshing.
Yes.
Bush after bush after bush.
Yes. It was very smooth and refreshing to see him do that. Christopher Morel, not so good. I don't know what's going on with him at the plate, but it's probably just a real bad cold streak where he's not seeing the ball or straight up guessing, or maybe it's the finger injury. I don't know, but he looks terrible. Don't remember if I mentioned Keegan Thompson. That one I thought was excellent. He's only allowed one hit in seven innings. It's a team that because the stakes are so high and the expectations are so high, that each individual person and piece and development matters a lot because they have depth. They have options. Like, seeing Council send Amaya up for a sacrifice bunt when we know he hates bunts, to put runners at first and second with one out, to then have Canario hit and Bellinger not pinch hit, and Canario swing out of his shoes, and then Nico to come up to the dish. Like, that was a fascinating decision. Canario then launches a homer in the next game. But it's like every decision matters. Every player on the team has a viable replacement. So the rope is the leash is shorter on these guys, or it should be. They're still overall, I mean, it was a disappointing, frustrating series split because of how you blew the first game of the doubleheader. And then, you know, if you win that game, Hendricks could be going for a sweep. But whatever, 2-2 against a terrible Marlins team. But I watched probably, I don't know, 33 of the 36 innings live, and then obviously caught up on whatever I missed. And I was just like, all of it was compelling and stressful and interesting and consequential, good and bad. We'll get into the specifics of what I think you do with Alzolay and Hendricks coming up before Poles Position. And Poles Position in 20 minutes is, you might hate sports gambling, but it's what the markets are saying is most likely to happen for the Bears with the 9th overall pick. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.